The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We give you praise,
O Lord.
We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration, God.
Glory this morning. Our Father, we say thank you for everything. Thank you for watching over us, sending angels on guard to watch over us through the night. Thank you, Lord, for being our mortal bodies to stay, giving us life. Thank you, Lord, for gathering us under your feet. Thank you for what you have in store for us. We thank you, Lord.
You take all the glory, you take all the honor. We declare the blood. We enter by the blood.
cleansing by the blood.
We are qualified by the blood.
We are qualified by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. Mali Karu Shabra to Kastiki Basho Labakari to Kasiki Teke Baroko to Kabaita Kabo Le Proko to Kabara Papa Kataka Bayakata. We thank you for the blood. 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 Holy Spirit, take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Rapapa Rakatakaba. Ilepepe
Eteke Baroko to Kaba Yakata Kaba Yakata. Yes, Lord, to you, O God, belongs the power. To you belongs the power, O God. To you belongs the key to the floodgates.
Yes, Lord.
The key to the floodgates. The key to the floodgates.
The keys to the floodgates,
O God.
Yes, open the floodgates of heaven upon us this morning. Release our blessings.
We exalt you.
We magnify your holy name. We celebrate you for your love, for your faithfulness, for your mercy, for your kindness. There is no God like you. There is no God like you. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like our God. There is no God like you. In might and in power, in faithfulness, there is no God like you. In kindness and mercy, there is no God like you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. We celebrate your holy name this morning. We celebrate you this morning. We celebrate you this morning. We worship you, Lord. We bow for you, Lord. We fell in your goodness. Blessed be your holy name.
We thank you, Lord. We bless your name this morning. We exalt you and uplift you. Unto you alone be all the glory. Unto you alone be all the worship. Unto you alone be all the honor. Unto you alone be all the adoration. King of kings and Lord of lords, be exalted, be lifted, be magnified, be glorified. We thank you this morning. We thank you for giving us life once again to live. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of this day. Father, we come, O God, before you, O God, to receive strength. We come before you to receive counsel. We come before you to receive wisdom. We enter by the blood. 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 The blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood. 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 O Rataku Shabara Bo Sheketeke Barakata. Let the Holy Spirit take charge. Let the Holy Spirit direct. Let the Holy Spirit overshadow us. Holy Spirit, it is your time and your turn. We submit ourselves unto you. Rapapo rekreto kasti ibashoka. Ibebebebe iteke baro shabara po spirata. Ibebebebe keteke baro koto kapa itashe. Rapapapapa itelo shkarabastu. Jebebebebe iteke barokoto kapa italaba shakaba rababa. Lead us through, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Say, resurrection good morning to each and every one of you, or every one of us. I say, resurrection good morning to each and every one of us. I use this opportunity to welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kutobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delaliboja, being assisted by Gladys Enoch. And Enoch in Abuja worldwide. Beloved, we have come on this platform this morning to receive what we need for today from the Lord. Like the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, that we come to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, 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 mercy. That is exactly what we have come to the throne to do. Yes, I was just meditating some few minutes ago before we came here. And I want to say that indeed, our God is a great God. Let me begin by saying that there is nothing you do in God that is a waste of time. It is never a waste of time. Somebody should write this statement for me. Nothing in the Lord is a waste of time. But everything without God is a waste of time. Yes, today those who have been writing, I have not seen any of them yet. My own Mabel and my own Babina, and who again? About three or four people, they have been taking it verbatim for me. There is nothing in God that is a waste of time. But the smallest thing without God is a waste of time. The smallest thing without God is a waste of time. Somebody should write it all. There is nothing in God that is a waste of time. But the smallest thing without God is a waste of time. The smallest thing without God is a waste of time. The smallest thing without God is a waste of time. But there is nothing, yes. My own Eno, yes, yes, yes. Eno is another. Eno was the one who started. Yes, yes. Eno was. Yes, Eno. Yes, my own Eno. Yes. Nothing in the Lord is a waste of time. The media have captured it well. But the smallest thing without God is a waste of time. The smallest thing without God is a waste of time. And you know how you know something is without God? When it is not from your heart. When it is not from your heart, I'm telling you, somebody will be shocked today. Why people go to church and they don't see anything? When it is not from your heart, it is without God. That is why we have been talking about marital issues, like the CCC of marriage. The CCC that must come before you accept as a lady. Or before you propose as a man, the first C is conviction of the Holy Spirit. Conviction of the Holy Spirit. Then compatibility. And then confirmation. And after marriage, the other two C's will come. Commitment and communication. So marriage is all about the five C's. Conviction. It is when the Holy Spirit has touched your heart and prompts your heart deeply that you know that He is involved. That's why we are saying that anything you do without your heart. And how do you know that your heart is involved? When you are conscious of it. Hey, this thing the Lord is speaking to us this morning, they are deep. When you are conscious of it, when you are conscious of it, let us begin with Romans chapter 4 from verse 17. Romans chapter 4 from verse number 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. Amen. Our theme today is living in the consciousness of my now. Living in the consciousness of my now. With the last point I made, that how do you know that your heart is in something? Conviction. Conviction comes the moment you are living in the consciousness. The moment you become conscious. That is faith. I'm telling you, faith is being conscious. Being aware. Being aware. You know, when you read verse 17, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they are. The moment you begin to call what is not there consciously as though it is, then it manifests. Then it manifests. I'm telling you, then it manifests. In Isaiah 64, verse number 4, the same scripture was quoted in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Isaiah 64, verse number 4. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. I read that again. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. And when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, however, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Verse 10, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. It means that the things exist. It exists. What you haven't seen, what you haven't heard, what no eye has heard, what not no eye has seen, it already exists. And it is only revealed by the Spirit. Beloved, the supernatural is only revealed by the Spirit. There is a prayer that the lady pastor has been praying, mentioning God, open the floodgates, open the floodgates. I just received it that The key to the floodgate is prayer and faith. The key to the floodgate is prayer and faith. You know, I just mentioned in the opening prayer that God, you have the key to the floodgate. You have the key to the floodgate. Then the Holy Spirit just dropped into me. The key to the floodgate is in your hands. Child of God, the key to your floodgate is already in your hands through Christ. The key to the floodgate is prayer and faith. Prayer and faith. Prayer and faith. And faith is what? Faith is being conscious of the now. Somebody should write this. Faith is being conscious of what you want to see, what you want to hear, being conscious of it, that it is already there. That is faith. I'm telling you. Faith is being conscious of your expectation, being conscious of your testimony, that it is now. Faith is living in consciousness. Oh, I'm telling you, that is all faithful. This morning, we are learning deep things. Faith is living in consciousness. The Bible says that, look at Romans chapter 4, the Bible's verse. Abraham faced the fact that, verse 19, it says that, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since it was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet, he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. 21, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. That is it. Being fully persuaded that God has power to do what he has promised. He faced the fact. That is faith. He faced the fact, Abraham, that his body was dead, twice dead. Sarah's womb was twice dead. But he was conscious of the God who has power to do. All power belongs to God. Psalm 62 verse 11. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard. That power belongs to God. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard that power belongs to God. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard that power belongs to God. God has power to do everything. And that is how we must live, in that consciousness. September has been declared and decreed as my month of delivery. Let my September deliver. Let my September deliver. And the Bible says that we should begin to live in the consciousness of our delivery. That my September has already delivered. Amen. My September has already delivered. Amen. My September has already delivered. Yes, my September has already delivered. 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 That is the consciousness in which we should live. We should begin to live in daily consciousness. Daily consciousness. Daily consciousness of what our eyes, our ears have not heard, and our eyes have not seen, but already exist. He's talking about our physical eyes and our physical ears. It has not yet heard or seen it, but it already exists. And it is delivered by the Spirit. And it is our consciousness that delivers it. Faith is living in the consciousness of the now. Somebody should write that. Faith is living in the consciousness of the now. Faith is living in the consciousness of our expectation, living in the consciousness of our testimony, living in the consciousness of our healing. That is faith. That is faith. When you read Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, when you read in King James, the definition of faith, the biblical definition given to faith in Hebrews 11, verse number 1, in King James Version. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, the word hope for and evidence is talking about consciousness. Hope and evidence. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is just the meaning of faith. And my statement that faith is living in the consciousness of the now. Faith is living in the consciousness of the now. And that now is what? Living in the consciousness of your testimony. Living in the consciousness of your dream. Living in the... Now, that was how Abraham lived. Abraham lived in the consciousness of the now. Somebody should write it for me. Abraham lived in the consciousness of the now. Abraham lived in the consciousness of the now. Daily. Look, for 25 years. For 25 years, Abraham lived. And Sarah, they lived as though they are pregnant. Yes, they lived as though they were pregnant. For 25 years, they did not just live, they kept on sacrificing, they kept on praising God, they kept on doing what they should do, they kept on thanking God, and let me tell you, they were the promise of God delivered. I said the promises of God did what? Delivered. In fact, let me read another scripture in the same chapter of Hebrews chapter 11. When you read from verse 35, living the consciousness of the now, women received their dead raised back to life. Other people were brutally tortured but refused to be ransomed so that they might gain a better resurrection. Let me start 34. It says, what more shall I say about this? Verse 32. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Through faith, they conquered kingdoms, administered justice, received promises, shut the mouths of lions, put out raging fires, escaped death by the sword, found strength in weakness, became powerful in battle, and routed foreign armies. 35. Women received their dead raised back to life. I'm reading from the International Standard Version. Other people were brutally tortured, but refused to be ransomed, so that they might gain a better resurrection. That is, still others endured taunts and floggings, and even chains and imprisonment. 37. They were stoned to death, sawed in half, and killed with swords. They went around in sheepskins and goatskins. They were needy, oppressed, and mistreated. The world wasn't worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and from caves to holes in the ground. All these people won approval from their faith, but they did not receive what was promised. Since God has planned something better for us, so that they will not be perfected. Verse 39, all these people won approval for their faith. They won approval for their faith, but they did not receive what was promised. Now, it was talking about Christ. Christ. They did not, that Christ still has not come. Let me read, okay. Verse 39. And these all, having obtained a good report, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us. You see, this is talking about Jesus. But apart from Jesus that didn't, come to them in the Old Testament, whatever they were expecting came to pass. In fact, some versions say that they saw it from afar. That's actually what I want. They saw it from out afar. All these saw it from afar. Yes. They saw it from afar. I'm searching for it. They saw it from afar. Anytime I'm talking like that, it means I'm searching for something. They saw it from, Okay. Verse 13, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hebrews 11:13. Let's look at Hebrews 11:13. That's, These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They saw it from afar. What did they see from afar? Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ. They saw Jesus from afar. In fact, two things that when the Bible said that they didn't receive it is Jesus and God. Heaven. Heaven didn't come to them physically there, but today they are in heaven. They saw it from afar. But we have received Jesus. We have been ushered into it. In fact, they saw our day. They saw the New Testament. Look, when you are, excuse me, from a certain tribe, this thing, let me just talk about Evie, especially Anglo, the South. You see, that is why when the Evies, I am using Evies, when the Evies get born again, when an Evie, especially somebody who was bred and lived in the South, not a person whose father was a teacher, was transferred to Koforidua, from Koforidua to so and so. Those are different Evies. So, those who lived, among their people and worshipped, those gods like me. That's why I am serious like this. So I was telling the pastor yesterday. That's why I'm serious like this. You see, your seriousness in Christianity depends upon where God picks you from. I have seen power. I have seen power. So, is there any power that is greater than Michael, my grandfather's shrine? Is there any power? No, I have seen. So when the speaking of my tongues caused my grandfather to fall down, according to the elders, why did I speak that language that made my grandfather fall down? And I realized that there is a power greater than Ajambedu's powers. Then, you don't buy, when I'm speaking in tongues, because they say my speaking in tongues brought Ajambedu down. And up to today, his powers are no more. My God. So you see, many of us whose Christianity is shadow, is because we have not experienced anything. Ask Anglons and see. Anglons, ask them. Some of them are online. Ask them. The burden of idol worship. The burden of idol worship. Hey, look, you must obey the law. So when they say don't go to farm, don't do this, you lie. Try it and see. Try it and see. Don't do this. Don't eat this. So and so day, we don't go to farm. So and so, we don't do this. Try it and see. Try it. Whether the gods will smile at you. Try it and see what the gods, the demons, the gods will do to you. That was the burden of idol worship. And this was how it was in the Old Testament. The Old Testament was a burden. So when God promised them Jesus Christ, they were expecting Jesus. They were expecting the freedom. They were expecting the freedom of our now. They were expecting the freedom of our now. I'm telling you, they were expecting the freedom of our now. So that is what Hebrews 30 is saying. That these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Afar off. They saw it afar. They saw these days, our day to day. They saw it far. But today, we are inside it. I'm telling you, we are inside our liberty. That is why when an Anglo man or woman who was really born and bred in Anglo land tells you that he or she is born again, they are truly born. That is why go to every church. They are the most committed. I'm telling you, Avis, they are the number one committed people in every church. Commitment, loyalty, they are number one. They are number one. They are number one. There are other tribes who are in certain areas. Another tribe, when you talk about money, those who make sure they are number one. Another tribe, those who so and so, they are also there. Every tribe with their own whatever. Their own what, uniqueness. Go. Look, go to witness. Go to action. Go to the people sweeping there. Speak every to the person. The watchman, speak every. It will surprise that the person will respond. Any new church that comes, TB Joshua, synagogue at Spinter's Road, go there and see how many evs are there. They are the bodyguards. They are any new thing that comes, evs are the first to get the commitment, loyalty, because of what? Their background. Because of their background. Because of their background. So, beloved, I want us to understand that we are to live in the consciousness of the now. Live in the consciousness of the now. Begin to know that September has delivered.
Amen.
You are living in your delivered September. We should not live into our tomorrow. But we should live in our now. Our now into what? Into our tomorrow. Yes. Live in the now. Faith is the consciousness of the now. That is faith. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. In Mark chapter 5, from verse 24 to 34, the Bible says that she said in her heart, or she thought, if only I touch. You see, consciousness of what? The now. She said, if only I touch, I will be made hot, whole. If only I touched. That was her consciousness. And when she touched, you see, she didn't say that, if only I touched, tomorrow I will be okay. Verse 28. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. She thought, if I just touch, I will be healed. My God. And when she touched, what happened? Was she healed?
Yes.
Was she healed? Because she thought. Some version translated, she thought. Others say, she said to herself. She said to herself. Other version says, she thought. If only I touch. If only I touch his clothes, I will be healed. Oh, my Father in heaven, thank you for today. Something is beginning to happen to me. My God, if only I touch. What are you conscious of? What are you conscious of? Look, we say September is delivery. Today is what? Today is 11th. How many days for September to end? September has 30 days. How many days do we have? 19 days. So if you are looking for September delivery next week, after next week is how many days left? Then you see, September is just going. You see, the moment the word of God begin to see yourself in it, begin to do all that you need to do, begin to change some things, begin to reset and everything. Because it takes effect. You must give effect to that word. Yesterday, we received our papa's visit. And look at the declarations and everything and everything. We must keep those declarations. We must celebrate those declarations. We must be happy of those declarations. Yesterday, a woman came to confirm some of the things that Papa was declaring. Yes, one of the mothers, he was telling us that one of the mothers came to him at the office. No, down there. That, Papa, when I was coming to church, I was so burdened. My heart was, I was so burdened. And I said, God, please, as I am going, visit me. Take away this burden. And when Papa declared, and Papa said it, that there are people here who are burdened, that burden has been lifted. And actually, there was a point when I saw that woman shouting, crying, shouting. She was the one who went to Papa. Papa, I was the one. The burden is lifted. You see her consciousness. See, what are you conscious of? I'm telling you. Look, Christianity is not your mind fool. You can deceive yourself that you are a Christian, going to sit in the church for 100 years and nothing. You only receive universal blessings, like God is teaching me now. Universal what? Blessings. Blessings that are meant for everybody, including thieves, murderers, armed robbers, witches and wizards. The blessings that they are enjoying, like the sun is shining right now. It is shining. Some thieves, some witches, they are in their cars going to work. Now we have witches in suits, air-conditioned cars. Yes. Anybody who has had any touch with occultism, you have witchcraft. I'm telling you, anybody, the smallest occultism, you are witchcraft. You are a witch or wizard. Because that is the base. That is the one they use to gain advantage. You must have it before other, before you climb in rank. That's why when you are a Christian, you are afraid of witches. Then you, because witchcraft is the smallest of the powers. Witchcraft is the smallest of all the power. That is the gateway. That is the baptism one. I'm telling you, there are ranks and levels and depths. So if you are afraid of witchcraft, then you are, I mean, I don't know how to describe you. There are powers who, witchcraft is the initiation. Yes. But I tell you, anytime they initiate you into any occult, yes, you may be online, they initiate you secretly or whatever, you are a witch. They have initiated you into what? Witchcraft. That is what they used to have dominion. Yes, that's the dominion one. But let me tell you, in Christ, you are more than Satan himself. In fact, in Christ, you are not only superior over witchcraft, you are superior over the devil or Satan. Yes, the master of witches and wizards, Satan, he is under your feet. You have authority over him. So, beloved, it is time for you and I to begin to live in the consciousness, live in the consciousness of the now. When you are praying, begin to thank God. Believe and begin to live in the consciousness of the now. Let me tell you the last thing before we pray. Do you know that when... Yes. Thank you. If only... Tune in. I will receive power for today and September. You see, Saint Leo. Thank God bless you. See, that's his faith. And you are receiving power for today. I'm telling you. You know, the last thing I want to say. Do you know that psychologists will tell you that your thoughts manifest in your life. Begin to think that you have headache. Begin to think that you are sick. Before you realize, you have headache. I'm telling you, before you realize, you have hot headache. Before you realize what you have been thinking about, something has happened right now. An angel of the Lord just entered the house. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for today. We bless your name. Mama Rata Pusha Pari. Oh, it has happened. It has happened.
Thank you, Lord, for your
visitation. It has happened.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
it has happened. Let's thank God.
Thank you, Lord, for
Let's thank God for the visitation.
Thank you.
Let's thank God for the visitation.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's thank God for His word.
Thank you.
The angel is in the house to confirm His word.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your visitation this morning. Thank you for the revelation of your word. Thank you for your word that has come. Thank you, Lord, for the exposition of your word. Father, Lord, for your presence in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for sending the angel into our midst. Yes, to confirm your word. We exalt you and uplift you. We give you glory and we give you praise. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Do you know what the angel is saying? He said, I am the angel of the now. As the angel of the now, I have come. Beloved, the angel of the now has come. Let's welcome the angel of the now. We 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 welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome the angel of the now. We welcome the angel of the now. The angel of the now has come to perform the now. 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 To manifest the now. The angel of 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 the now. We welcome 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 the angel of the now. Ile papa rakata kaba rakata kaba itale beshe le bebe teke baroko tu kabaya. We welcome you, 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 the angel of the now. We welcome the angel of the now. Rakata kabaya kata kabaya. Papa rakata kaba itala basha. Repapa rakata kabaya kata. Ibele keteke barakata kabaya. Ile papa rakata kabaya kata, ibrekete ke barakata kabaya kata, lebrekete ke barakata kabaya. Ile papa itele basha kata kabaya. We welcome the angel of the now. 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 Rakata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya. Say, oh Lord, in the mighty name
the
of Jesus Christ,
mighty name of Jesus Christ,
we welcome
we
the now.
Welcome the now.
We welcome our
we
now.
Welcome
we welcome our now.
We welcome,
we welcome
our, now.
Our now. We welcome our now.
We welcome our
we
now.
We welcome our now.
We welcome
our testimony.
We welcome
our expectation.
We welcome
our fulfillment.
We welcome,
we welcome. We welcome, we welcome.
We welcome,
we welcome. We welcome, we welcome. We welcome our now. 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 We welcome our now.
We welcome our now.
We welcome our now. Welcome your now now. Welcome your now. Rakata kaba rakata kabaya. Ile papa rakata kabaya.
Ipele keteke parakata.
Ipre keteke parakata kabaya. Ile papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya. Ipele keteke baroko tu kaba itala basha.
Le papa rakata kaba itala basha.
Le papa rakata kabaya.
Ipre keteke baroko tu kaba itala basha.
Ipre keteke baroko tu kaba itala basha.
Ipele keteke baroko tu kaba itala basha.
Yes, Lord, rakata kaba itala basha.
Ile
pepe keteke baro. Abale keteke baroko tu kaba.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I welcome my now. I welcome my now.
We welcome our testimony. We welcome our dream, O God. We welcome, O God, our turnaround. We welcome, O God, our delivery. We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
Le papa rakata kabali. Le papa rakata kabali.
Ile papa rakata kaba itale beshe. We welcome our delivery now.
Ile papa rakata kaba ya.
Ile papa rakata kaba ya.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our expectation now.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome our delivery.
We welcome the angel of the now.
We welcome the angel of the now.
We welcome the angel of the now.
We welcome our delivery 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 now.
We welcome
our delivery now.
We welcome our delivery
now. We welcome our delivery.
In Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, faith is living in the consciousness of the now, in the consciousness of your expectation, in the consciousness of your delivery, in the consciousness of who you are, in the consciousness of what God has already made you. Look, when is God going to make you? God has already made you. When is He going to make you? He has already made you. God has already made you. It is not now He is going to make you. When is God going to answer you? He has already answered you. When is your husband, when is the prayer for your husband to change? He is going to work. It has already changed. It has already worked. I'm telling you. Your husband has already changed. It is a matter of time. The rest is all a matter of time. Your mirror, oh my God. Your miracle has already taken place. It has just got to do it for the matter of time. Let me tell you, the Bible said that against all hope, Abraham hope continued toward to believe. Look, yesterday something happened. Yesterday something happened, and when I held this lady's hand, I just began to sing a certain song. All things are possible. Oh, God, I believe. God, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Hallelujah, Lord. I believe, oh yes, all things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I believe.
Oh, yes.
Lord, I believe.
All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
You know, there is something that we should pay for today and latest by tomorrow. I want to give you a testimony. There is something that we should pay for today or latest by tomorrow. I mean, for us to, it is monthly, a product, something that we take. And it is something that must be ordered. But I tell you, for some time now, The devil has been fighting our finances. The devil has been fighting our finances. And so, yesterday we received Papa's visit. Yes. Everything we did there, it was Papa. Yes. So, you know, sometimes the pulpit, some of the envelopes are given to me because they don't know, some of them are prayer requests or something with prayer inside. And so that must go to the pastor. When he opens and it is prayer, he's the one who prays. But you know, yesterday was Papa. So I was sitting in the office. And then the devil was telling me, you see, this month you are going to miss the thing. Oh, this month you are going to miss the thing. We have closed. Everybody was gone. I was just there, reading my book, meditating. Then I came out to see a pastor who came to me off. I saw a woman sitting there. Then I say, oh, are you coming to see me? Say, yes. But nobody has told me. Say, oh, the secretary is not in the office. I say, okay. So later when I entered, then the secretary came and said, oh, somebody, a woman. I say, okay, let her come. Look, I was not expecting anything. And I'm telling you that the money involved monthly in paying for this is not less than 5,000. It's not less than 5,000. And that person who was coming, how can she give me 5,000? How? How? When you look at, excuse me, God forgive me. How can she? She is not somebody that I was expecting 5,000 from. I know people give me 5,000, 10,000, 20,000. Yes, I know they are there. But it is not any of them. This person came. Papa, some time ago, I borrowed some money from you. Long time ago. And Papa, in addition to that, you made certain prophetic utterances. I've come to sow into this one, this one, this one, this one. This woman presented to me about 7 envelopes. 7. One of them contained 2,000. The rest contained 500, 500, 500, 500. Hey. And she has written it on it. And after she has spoken and removed them one by one and putting down them down before me, I packed them. I put them back in hand. I say, hold it. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Oh, yes, Lord. All things are possible.
Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, I believe.
Yes,
all things are possible. Lord, I believe.
I believe, Lord.
Lord, I believe.
Oh, yes.
Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord,
I believe.
Beloved, before I realized, tears were running through my eyes. And I took some money and gave it back to the woman. I said, woman, this money I am giving from one of your envelopes to me, to you. It is to be a contact point for monies never to cease in your life.
Amen.
I said, woman, Amen. You don't know what you have done now. Woman, I have nothing in my pocket. But tomorrow, latest by Tuesday, I am supposed to do something. Woman, you don't know what moved you. You don't know what you have done. You don't know what you have done right now. Woman, you see, beloved, even before then, I remember, before then on an altar, yes, one of our ladies again with the children, they do monthly covenant, they came to do that. I have not even opened that one. Why are we singing, Lord, I believe? Beloved, look, your delivery has taken place.
Amen.
I say your delivery has
Amen.
Taken place.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says that eyes have not seen yet, but the Spirit has revealed
yes,
them.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
When is your delivery? Now is your delivery. September is delivery now. Now is your delivery.
Yes,
September Lord. Is delivery now.
Amen.
September is delivery now.
Amen.
Don't live into your tomorrow. Live in the now. Live in the now. Faith. Now faith is. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I thank you for my now.
I thank you for my now.
I can feel my now.
I can feel my now.
I can see my now.
I can see my now.
I can feel my now.
I can feel my now.
I can see my now.
I can see my now.
I can feel my now.
I can feel my now.
I can see my now.
I can see my now.
I can feel 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 my now.
I can see my now.
I can see my now.
I can feel my now.
I can feel my now.
I can see my now.
I can see my now.
I can feel my
I
now.
I can feel my now.
I can see my now.
I can feel my now.
I can feel my now.
I can see my now.
I can see my now.
Rakata
I can see my now.
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 Lord, I can feel my now. Lord, I can see my now. Lord, I can feel my now. Lord, I can see my now. Lord, I can feel my now. Lord, I can see my now. 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 Papa Rakata, Ila Papa Nekata Kabaya, Ila Prakata Kaba Italabasha, La Papa Italabasha Kata Kabaya Kata. I can see my now. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Oh, yes,
Lord, I believe.
I believe, Lord,
Lord
I believe.
All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Beloved, I consolidate Papa's covering over your life.
Amen.
Let the declaration of yesterday,
yes, Lord,
be actualized in your life today.
Amen.
Let the declarations of Papa's mouth and from his spirit yesterday,
yes, Lord,
begin to manifest powerfully in your life.
Amen.
I declare and decree that September can never fail to deliver your testimony.
Amen. Amen.
September will never fail.
Yes,
September,
Lord,
will never fail. September can never and will never, can never and will never, can never and will never fail.
Amen.
I declare that September,
amen,
is delivering.
Amen.
September is,
yes,
delivering.
Lord.
September is delivering.
Amen.
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 And let September,
yes,
day,
Lord.
Beloved, you must be careful to whom you submit your soul. Whilst you can listen to anybody, even God spoke through a donkey, God can use anybody. But when it comes to whom you should submit your soul to watch over your spiritual life, you have to ask a lot of questions. What battles has the person fought? What enemies has the person conquered? What has the person gone through in life? I am saying this because of some of our young men who, out of ego, because they have the ability to stand in front and chain out words. Let me use the word chain. Like how we chain Banku. You know how we chain Banku? Uh-huh. That's, you are chaining. C-H-U-R-N. You are chaining the Banku. Yeah, chain. Who can chain words in their mouths? Sweet words. Sweet words. Sweet words to gather people. Some of them, before you realize, they have titles. They are calling themselves. Don't give your life to such people, please. Never, never surrender. I am not saying don't listen to them, but never. It is to your greatest disadvantage because they haven't faced life. They haven't gone through anything. I'm telling you, even when they want to lay hands on you, don't agree. Never, never agree because they have not faced anything. But when they are sharing with you whatever, listening, because God can use anybody. I'm telling you. The demon in the demoniac in Acts chapter 19 asked the seven sons of Sceva, Jesus I know and Paul I know about. Who are you? Who are you? Look, anybody you submit to, ask God. What demons know him? What demons know her? Yes. How many powers has this person conquered? Conquered. How many? That was why our Papa's visit is significant, because that man that you saw there, I told you yesterday, I have witnessed with my eyes 10 accidents. 10. What I have seen with my eyes, that man has gone through 10 accidents with cars written off. 10. I've seen with my eyes one of the accidents, his associate pastor, Pastor Thompson, died in the car. Died in the car. Yes. Died in the car. He has lost about 2 or 3 associate pastors. There was a time, the whole North Kaneshi, his name was all over, that he's eating pastors. He's eating his own pastors. When you sit in the trotro and they know that you are from that church, say, you are going to be the next. People were telling me, you are the next. He's going to eat you. Yes, when I sit in trotro, you are the next. He's going to eat you. That. The wife died. The daughter died. His driver died. His house got burnt. I mean, armed robbery attack. What? Such a person. And the man is still standing. The man is still standing. Hey! The man is still declaring Jesus. The man is still saying God loves you. The man is still saying, I know my Redeemer liveth. The man is still, like modern day Job, such a person, when the person, even one word from that person, the whole heaven will say amen. When such a person touches you, even they touch alone, they touch alone from that person, because heaven has approved, because the person has truly gone through. The person has truly gone through. God is putting this message on me. He said, sometimes I don't want to say it because of some people we have online. Because we are people's brothers who are involved in some of these things. Are you not attacking? I can't stop. I have here. Correct that. Correct that. I've given you that message. Declare it and correct it. And I know if I don't do it, I know what God will do to me. Be careful who you submit yourself to. Anybody can pray for you. Anybody can intercede for you. Yes. But when it comes to who you should recognize as your spiritual father, who you submit, whose spiritual authority, these boys, they don't have any covering. They don't have any spiritual authority. They are clouds without rain. They are smoke. They are clouds without rain. They are smokes. Anything they declare is smoke. It doesn't land. But people who have gone through things in life. I see my own senior brother retired, SK Asigbeche. That man is a warrior. He's a warrior. You know, sometimes, let me tell you, the battles that we pastors fight, it is because of our members. It is for our members. I'm telling you, the things that are attacking them, they come to attack us. And so when we overcome them, then God gives us spiritual authority and covering over them. Beloved, I am ending this today by declaring that your now has started. Amen. I say your now has started. Amen. Your now has begun. Your now is not in your tomorrow. Your now is in your today. Amen. Begin to celebrate your now. Amen. Begin to celebrate your now. Amen. Begin to thank God for your now. Amen. Begin to live in your now. Amen. Begin to meditate on your now. Amen. Because your now is a reality. Amen. 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 Celebrate your now. Amen. Celebrate your now. 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 Put your hand on your tummy, those of you who want babies, and begin to thank God for the baby. Thank God for the baby. Always thank God for the baby. Thank God for the baby. God for the baby. And begin to tell the baby, yeah, baby, begin to kick right now. I want to feel your kick today. Yes. That's how we celebrate. Celebrate your business. Celebrate your promotion. Celebrate your healing. Celebrate your healing. What you have not been able to do before, begin to do it. Yes, celebrate your miracle. Celebrate your miracle. Celebrate your testimony. Yes, that is how we celebrate it. I am telling you, that's how we celebrate it.
I celebrate my deliverance.
You want to marry, you begin to wink your left hand.
Yes, Lord.
You begin to celebrate your wedding ring.
Yes,
yes, you begin to raise your left hand. Lord, I thank you. see my wedding ring. I can see my marriage. I see my husband. I see my sister. That is how we celebrate. Rapa pa kata kaba ya bu rapa. Ipo poko to kali prokoto rapa. Ipepe ete kebara. Iprokoto kapan talabasa. Lepepe keto kare papa itale pese. Le prokoto kapara kato kale pre ete kebara. Ipepe keto kebara. Ipepe keto kebara. Koto kapan talabasa kaba ya kata.
Delivery.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Please, when you give yourself to some of these young boys, you are prolonging your things. You are prolonging your suffering. You are prolonging your destiny. I'm telling you, you are prolonging your all those who are following this small, they are prolonging their everything. Because those people have no experience. They are moving by their ego. And those of you online, because they call you mommy, 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 so you cannot call them to order. Because you want somebody to call you mommy, mommy. You are enjoying mommy, mommy, mommy. So you cannot call them to order. Call them. And daddy, daddy, daddy. Yes. Some of us, because they are calling you daddy, daddy, daddy. Uh-huh. Daddy, 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 daddy. Because we want to hear daddy, daddy, daddy. So daddy is not able to put them to order. Go back and serve. Who have you served? Who have you served? Who are you serving? Who gave you that title? Just because you can talk. That is why today we see so many premature deaths. We see because people are doing what they have not been called to do just because of ego. People are involved in things. Just because standards are broken, principles have been ignored. Do you know why people die in this modern technology time more than the olden time? Look, in the olden times, 1970, 74, 70, when we lived in my hometown, look, the whole year, only once you hear that somebody has died. I'm telling you, especially people they bring from Accra, dead body. Look, sometimes 2 years, nobody has been brought from anywhere with a car, funeral. Only a little child somewhere will die. I don't know whether some of you stay in villages. Why is it that today? Look at the mass deaths. 40 years. What? Life well lived. Celebration. Why? How? Where is it in the Bible that 40 years is celebration of life? Celebration of life is 100 years and above. 70 years and above. 80 years and above. That is celebration of life. I'm telling you, anything below 80 is not celebration of life. It's not celebration of life. Do you know why? Because standards have been broken. Principles have been ignored. No respect. Everybody is for himself. Anybody can stand up and become anybody, and nobody will check you. There are no rules, but listen to me. The rules still exist. They still exist. Oh, standards are still there. Oh. The rules are still there. They are working, even though human beings have ignored them. But I don't know why today, the power for today has come like this. Oh, Holy Spirit. I don't know. I don't know. All this thing I'm saying, I don't know where they are coming from. I'm telling you. I don't know. I have never planned this. I don't know. I don't know. But beloved, I believe that God is correcting something. And God is correcting all of us. Beloved, it pays to stay under authority. It shortens the delivery of your destiny. But not staying under your authority, living under ego and self, it brings troubles. Very soon, look, there are people that I grew, I heard, ministry. Today, where are they? You don't even see them. You don't hear of them. They have disappeared. But character will cause you to live long. Character will, not the anointing, no. As for the anointing, everybody, you can get the anointing today, but it is character that will maintain the anointing. Anointing can take you anywhere. Anointing can take you into any home, any country, but it is character that will maintain the anointing. Character is what will maintain the anointing. Character is what will determine how long that anointing will remain.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Let